Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
We're putting up new buildings, we're knocking down the old. We're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold. And the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard-earned weekly pay produces mighty profits for the greedy MBA. And whether we were born here or born in Italy, in Greece, in Spain or Ireland, in England or Fiji, we all of us are workers, united we must stand, until the wealthy bludgers have been driven from our land. We faced deregistration, it backfired in the face. We're not fooled by arbitration, we won't stay in our place. We hit the bosses hard and fast to win and keep our gains, and break a couple of concrete pours to back our log of claims. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. Our builder's labour is a name to make a man feel proud.
And it's good morning from the Concrete Gang, bright eyes and bushy tail, every Sunday morning, 9:30 a.m. in the morning and 8:55 on the AM dial, 3CR Community Radio. And here we are again, and I've dusted him off again 2 weeks in a row. I've nearly had enough of him, but he's still there, he's carrying on, he's talking, he can't stop talking, he's dawdling. We had to leave the door open for him. He only ate half his sandwich at breakfast because we couldn't wait 3 hours for him to chew up the other one because he's got no teeth. But here he is, Warren. How's that for a build-up, mate?
I think I know my role here.
The whipping base.
So I am definitely the whipping boy. Yes, indeed. Good morning, listeners. And yes, indeed, welcome to the Concrete Gang as we enter into the cooler months of the year.
And it's kicked off beautifully for me. I got the flu early in the week, crook as a dog. They could have put me down. I think it would have been the right thing to do. But, geez, I hope you don't get the flu. It's pretty savage, I'm telling you. So there's a bit of it going around, apparently, and I've had all the needles, injections. I've had every injection known to mankind. But apparently I haven't had enough. Well, they don't work.
Well, that's possible too. But anyway.
Actually, that reminds me about injections. I remember years ago, you were down there, down at Apple and Dock.
Yes, indeed.
And when we had the plumbers down there working, digging holes, and I decided everyone should get a hepatitis needle, which was a great idea because, you know, you could pick up anything, digging those holes and trenches in the water down there and all that. Until one of the old steel fixers, they couldn't get a needle into him. They couldn't. His skin was like leather. I can't remember his name. He was as skinny as buggery, but they couldn't get a needle into him.
Well, did he get sick? I don't remember.
No, he drank enough. We worked on the theory that
killed the germs with alcohol.
The amount he drank, there's no way hepatitis would get out of him, and he's survived, and he smoked dupes. I hope he's still going around because he's a great old bloke. Yeah, well, I just went off the track there a bit, but needles. But anyway, yeah, so it's a bit going around. So you're right, the winter's here and all this stuff starts, but hopefully everyone looks after themselves. And that's the other thing we should talk about, sickies. Now, that's what sickies are for, isn't it? When you get sick, you stay at home, which wasn't one of your strengths either. But so don't come to work and spread it around to everyone else. If you're sick, stay home.
Indeed. There you go. Now,
well, that's thanks for the input there, Warren. Yeah, go on.
I'm not going on anywhere. Right. You're running this show these days.
All right. Yeah, it's kind of a lot better. But I used to give a bit of feedback when I was a whipping post. Football. Let's talk about football. The let's talk about your side. Apparently, they're going to get the Arsenal, going to get rid of them out of the AFL. That's how bad they're going. You've got the best coach in the world who's destroying your club and calling people names and racism and all sorts of things. Apart from that, he's going well, isn't he?
Well,
that'll do. Let's move on.
What can I say?
Geez, he's not giving us much, is he?
Oh, I'm not giving you much because there ain't much to give, especially on the football front. My other favoured team, Liverpool, looked like they were absolute world beaters playing above their ability, and now they're falling in a heap. And so I'm having a shit
Anzac
football.
Anzac Day,
yes.
Great game of football. Yeah. Draw, but anyway, I think that was probably an appropriate decision because they both played pretty well. It was a great game for Anzac Day.
It was a very good game.
They built that up. That's still going in a good... Actually, I was lucky enough to sit next to Swanee, Dane Swan. He's a lovely bloke, that Dane Swan, a really nice bloke. So credit to his family.
Yep.
Yeah, but it was a great game, and the Bombers are back, I think. We're not allowed to talk about the Bombers on the show. We get a lot of complaints, mainly because of Campo.
Sookie.
No, he talks too much about him. I'm blaming him because he's not here. and also...
So he's the whipping boy in absentia.
He is. And while we're on the footy, we've got Tradies Day coming up. We mentioned it last week, but we didn't have the date. We've got the date here. So Tradies Day, because the Plumbers and the Sparkies sponsor Port Melbourne, the local community club. And they're not going so well this year. I think it's 5 straight we've lost. Although last week we lost by 5 points against Gold Coast, but we've been losing like that margin most of the time. But anyway, look, I can see us turning around. We're playing the Bull Ants this week. What are they called, the Bull Ants? Northern something? No.
Yeah, I forget.
Anyway, the Bull Ants, we're playing
Preston.
Preston, yeah, but hopefully we can beat them. They haven't won a game, but we'll see what happens. But anyway.
Having attended the game last Saturday, I must say that... They had a go, Port. They had a go. It would be a worthwhile game against the Northern Bull Ants.
And the Tradies Day is going to be June the 23rd, and all members get in for free. So there's going to be two different parts. There's going to be a sort of Sportsman's Day luncheon thing in the main rooms, and that's, I think, it's going to be $200 a head. And then the rest of the ground is going to be for the kids and that and the families who can come, and there's going to be... I think they're going to have free drinks and free chips or food for the kids and T-shirts and footballs and all sorts of things for them and a clinic and all that. So get your kids down there and it'll be a great day for them. And if you're interested in coming to the luncheon thing, we'll get more details on that and who to contact and so forth. But it's going to be a massive day. There's going to be entertainment there and everything. So last year was really good, and hopefully we can improve on that. And it's just a fundraiser to help Port Melbourne try to keep going, because let me tell you, if you knew a little bit about it, the AFL make it very, very tough for those clubs to survive, very tough.
Well, they're making it tough for North Melbourne, so I understand exactly. But
you
great local club, and I've got to say, was impressed with the standard of the play in the circumstances.
You were too worried about your coat when you spilled coffee over it. You did Sookie up. Oh, yeah, I've got to put you in for that. Sookie, Lala, Ralph on the coffee, yeah. So Ralph did the right thing. Went all around the other side of the ground to get young June a cup of coffee. Meanwhile, we made her a coffee because you could get it in the clubhouse. She'd already drank that by the time he got back, but he spilled half the coffee up his new Happy Hammond jacket. Remember Happy Hammond with the hat on? Mate, you look exactly like him.
Yeah, you're showing your age.
Yeah, and then did he play up when we told him we'd already made her a coffee? Oh, please, you did do a bit of a Sookie La-La, mate.
Takeaway coffee lids are a trap.
They are. But it was a good day. But anyway, we digress.
We do indeed.
So Tradies Day, we've got Port Melbourne Geelong. Well, here's the most important thing coming up. Radiothon. 16th of June.
Yes, indeed.
We're doing the 1 hour show, so it's the old story. We need you all ringing in. All ringing in. It's going to be, one hour show, so we know people are donating. So you can ring in, we'll give you the number on the day. We use the one now, it's a bit early, isn't it? It's a bit early now, I think. Well, how far is that? I hope we're still alive by then, Ralph.
Well.
But anyway, so you can ring in, you can do what you want, you can make someone sing a song, you can ask one of the organisers to come home and wash your car or mow your lawns for a certain price. You can do whatever you like. We're gonna have giveaways and a few other things going on. So it's gonna be we haven't got our figure yet, but we've got to make a fair amount of money. So everyone on the jobs hopefully rings in. And you've got 1 hour to ring in and have a go at one of your mates on the radio. It's all live, it'll be live. As it always is. So it'll be Radiothon, 16th of June, I think 9 till 10. 1 hour show. So it'll be good. So hopefully the usual suspects, you know, I mean, we'll give it to our old mate Dougie.
Well, Dougie usually comes good, but sometimes he needs a little bit of a push.
He does, yeah, he does. Yeah, we did give him a spray 1 year and they'd already paid. But anyway, that's what we do. And all you bosses that are listening, oh, mate, special one to the 9:30, 10:30, is it? Okay. And all the tower crane operators, mate, they do not contribute anything to anything. They're the most biggest money spinners in the game, mate. Hopefully, we get a few phone calls from them blokes, and we're going to come after them. They do not donate to anything.
Yep. And community radio.
And we're going to name and shame you and names. Personal names. If we don't get a good donation, we're coming after you.
Yep, because it's the 48th year of Community Radio 3CR and also the 48th year of the Concrete Gang.
Yeah, well, I'm disputing that.
You just wanted to end sooner. Bit like the flu. Yeah. You just wanted to go away.
Is our audience, a great audience. So just we're going to name people this year because we know all you bosses listen and we know you're all listening now, cringing, but we're coming after you. There want to be a decent donation. We'll keep this great radio station on air. How are we going to hang shit in the bosses if this is not here? It's fantastic. As one boss said,
and how are they going to hang shit on each other on the quiet if it's not on?
And how are they going to
dobbing in your mates?
Like they said, well, it's not unfair. I said, why is that? They said, we haven't got a radio show. No.
You got the money, set up your own.
Exactly. Anyway, so that's something. There's a few things there to look forward to. So we've got Tradies Day at Port Melbourne versus Geelong on the Sunday, 23rd. The Radiothon, the 16th of June, 9:30 to 10:30, an hour show. Live. So we'll all be looking forward to that. Now, the other thing we've got... at the moment, we've got some new T-shirts in. We've got all sizes. So the people we didn't fit out last time with 250 T-shirts, we've got another, I think, 250 or 300, whatever we've got, but all sizes. So if we can't fit you this time, we'll never fit you. We did buy too many big ones, but we're allowing for Campo because he was blowing out. Now he's come in. So we'll have to look at all that. But there's plenty of different size shirts, and we've got the beanies too. Shirts are $40. And the beanies are 25. The beanies are sensational. We sold out of them. 250 last time, sold out in a week. And we've got 500 of them.
Yep.
So you want to get in early. Good weather for beanies.
Don't make a lot of money on them, but it all goes into 3CR and keeping the Concrete Gang on air.
And keeping the radio. Yeah,
when you've got a bald head like me, the beanies are a great thing.
All right, let's cut to a track. And I think the first one we've got is...
Stevie Ray Vaughan, Pride and Joy.
There we go. Stevie Ray Vaughan, Pride and Joy.
Normie Rowe did that.
Sweet little thing, she's my pride and joy. She
my sweet little baby. I'm a little lover boy. My sweet little thing, she my pride and joy. She my sweet little baby. I'm a little lover boy. I love my baby, she long and lame. You must wear her, you see a man get mean. She my sweet little thing, she my pride and joy. She my sweet little baby, I'm a little lover boy.
There it was, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Sweet Little Thing. What a great track that is, and what a great player he was, Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Very good choice.
Can you remember him, mate? Yeah,
I do indeed.
Can you remember him? And
don't remember much these days, but I do remember him.
Actually, I was just thinking while we're listening to that track. Remember the old days when we used to do the radio show? We used to have a few drunken disorderlies doing the show, didn't we?
Oh, just slightly.
I mean, I must have put my name up in lights there a couple of times, straight from the casino, and you know, but the great man Johnny Whispering Low, he featured a few times, didn't he? You know,
it wasn't a good idea to record on a Friday afternoon.
No, but this was on a Sunday morning, wasn't
oh,
it?
Oh well, that was true. We did the live shows.
Yeah, Fridays was the worst time. 4 o'clock Fridays, wasn't it? If you hadn't had enough by then, you know. You weren't having a go.
Well, I've got to say, just as a matter of historic record, the pub that used to be across the road closed after the Friday afternoon recording stopped.
And it's never opened again, and there's nothing been there ever since. You know that?
That's right. That's
how long ago do you reckon that is? Ooh, 20 years at
20
least.
20 years, probably.
Because come up, we're still going.
Yep.
Unbelievable. We used to have, well, one more before we go and do it. One more. One more. Oh, mate. I turned the tears a few times, let me tell you.
And the poet Laura Keate.
Oh, yes.
Young Georgie, he came over one... Somehow he managed to come over one night and let's just say he set the all-time record for bad language.
What about that? What about when he got? What about when he got charged for belting the bouncer? Remember that? Can you believe that? He would have been, mid-70s, I'd say, Georgie, and he's I'm not being Georgie's still about to, and special cheer out of Georgie and his family, but he. He's not tall. I remember he used to always say, Longy, can you push that? Excuse me. Could you push the microphone down? I've got no neck. But he wasn't real tall. But remember that the bouncers had a gun him. And Georgie's just put one right in his rear end, you know. So the bouncers tried barring him, and Georgie wouldn't have a bar. So they rang the coppers. The coppers come. And this great big bloke is about 6'11", you know. And he goes, that's that bloke there. And Georgie waddles out. He's about, what would he be? 5'3" with his platform shoes on, 5'4" or something. And he goes, that's the bloke there that's belted me. And the copper goes, you should
couldn't reach that far.
He said, you should hand your number in, mate, if he's put one on your chin. And walked out. Oh, I love that. I love that. Anyway, those are the days we could have a bit of fun, but you're not allowed to do that anymore, are you?
Moving right along.
Seabus, 1st of July.
Yep, don't forget, under the EBA, each 1st of July, there is an increase in your super, and it is one of the areas where people need to check. I hate saying it over the years, but it's unfortunately true that a lot of bosses think that we'll just miss this month's payment. Before we know where we are, there's a whole lot of money owed, and trying to recover that when they go out of business is always a problem. So, folks, 1st of July, make sure it starts on the 1st of July, and we go from there.
Yes, that's right. And they've got the EBA coming up, so they say. So that's shortly. We should get that all done and dusted, hopefully.
Well, the 1st of July increase is under the current EBA.
Yeah, I understand that. Tower cranes. So we're giving them a bit of a workout later because they need a bit of working out. Hours of work and all that. So now this gold car we're trying to get in, which they don't really like, well, we don't like all the hours they work. We don't like a lot of things they do. So that's going to come to a head soon.
Yep. And there's still a lot of tower cranes up.
And a lot coming up.
And a lot coming up as they move them around. But always a problem, the hours of work. And now it's got to a stage where...
the problem is, instead of taking 2 days what they should do and paying for a month, the mobile crane to put up in 2 days, they try and do it in one and saves having the mobile crane back. It's all about money and putting the members at high risk because working all those hours. So unless they get this gold card sorted out with them, it's going to be a problem. And a few other things will be a problem. I've noticed a bit of a shift in who's using who too. I think generals might have fallen out of favour with Hickory because they're not using them, and generals fallen out of favour with Icon because they're not using them. So there's a little bit of change in, some of these companies you thought they were, untouchable and better than now and no one else can do the job they're doing. Well, they find out now that maybe they have to pull their heads in a bit,
Well,
I don't mind that.
If the builders are finally starting to exercise a bit of control over the tower cranes in terms of what's happening, I would hope that means that the builders also going to take some responsibility for the hours that are worked on their job setting them up.
Yeah, I doubt that. But anyway.
Well, we live in hope, don't we?
Training. Well, the training's going through the roof now down at the CFMU. Steve Deere and the gang down there doing an excellent job down there. So there's every course you want to do. They've changed hours so they're available on RDOs. You can do training and all sorts of things. We'll get him in here probably next week or something, and he can have a chat about all that. But it's going through the roof, and we've also, I think we've talked about the concrete gang donating some tower cranes and tower crane towers so they can do the gold card down there, so you don't have to go 4,000 k's away up the bush and for 3 minutes get your ticket and come back. So we've got that started shortly, if it's not going now. So keep that in mind and get on the computers, what do you call it, the web, the internet, what do you call it?
The internet, yes.
And book your, you can't send a pigeon there with a note, that stopped now, is it all?
Well, I think once upon a time
they're all eating your vegetables.
Used to use a fax machine, but nowadays, the pigeons were before my time. Come on,
sorry, mate. All right, so we'll get down the scallywags. We've got Michael O'Connor's in there. Your favourite.
Michael O'Connor.
He's a great human being, Michael.
Yeah. Yes, for those who are not sure who Michael is, he is a the divisional secretary of the manufacturing division of the CFMEU. Not that they want to be part of the CFMEU.
No.
So there's more.
That's bad legal luck action. For us.
There's lots of legal action and
that's less money for us.
So Michael is a long time apparatchik. You like that? Apparatchik for the Labor Party and the trade union movement and trying to get the money to put the Labor Party into power. Now, if they're doing good, happy days. But Michael didn't care.
Now, I've had some luck.
Oh, have you?
There's a Labor Party conference on, not this weekend, not next weekend, the weekend after. I'm going to be on holidays.
Oh.
Wasn't that, eh? I finally had a bit of luck. won't have to go.
So is that why you got the flu early?
Exactly. Get it out of the way. It's Michael O'Connor, Scallywag, Adco. Well, they're in there because they're always bringing on these non-EBA subbies on their jobs, and then we've got to sort it out. So, and they get a little bit upset when, you know, unchristian things happen. But anyway, that's their own fault for bringing them on. Sookie Lala's, we're front Campo Winters because he is a sook and he's not here. And I can't read the other one, so. Well, I can't read my own writing. That's a problem. Or you reckon you're going to be able to read it, do you? You've got no glasses, mate. It's only a half-hour show. So we're going to give the scallywag to Michael O'Connor because he's a very consistent performer for scallywags.
That's
you.
Second nomination was me yesterday, but
what I put you in for?
Oh, you reckon I was sooking about the bloody coffee? You reckon I was sooking about my football club? You reckon I was...
Working under your house?
Working under the house? Listen, I deserve a miner's licence for having to work under that bloody house. I'll give you the tip.
All right. Scallywag Michael O'Connor, Sookie Lala.
Me! Come on.
Oh, geez, a toss-up. What a double you and Campo are. Geez, I'll tell you what. We'll give it to you. And we'll go it the same old way.
Dare to struggle, dare to win.
If you don't fight,
you lose.
Good morning from the Concrete Gang. And we're going out with the great man, Johnny Cash.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.